There's been lots of talk and lots of advertising about the new Medicare prescription drug benefit that starts next month. Well, here is something you probably haven't heard. Some people would be better off not taking part. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, many retirees with coverage from their former employers could end up worse off if they sign up.
Nina Helstein is a social worker in Chicago. She lives next door to and takes care of her 90-year-old mother. Like most 90-year-olds, her mom takes a lot of medicine, but Helstein says she's not sure exactly how much.
I'll tell you how lucky I am. I don't really have to know what they really cost because we pay so little for it because of the insurance plan.
That insurance is a retiree policy earned by Helstein's late father through his union. Helstein said her mom recently got a letter from the union, as required by the Medicare law, telling her that the union's coverage is better than the new Medicare coverage, and she doesn't need to sign up for a Medicare drug plan.
And in fact, if you choose one of the plans, you will lose what they're doing, what they offer.
In other words, signing up for a Medicare drug plan would mean the union would stop both her mom's drug coverage and the doctor and hospital coverage it provides to supplement Medicare. That's exactly what worries Judy Ann and Earl Grandmason of Harvard, Illinois. Earl's a retired mechanic from United Airlines. He had a stroke last year, and Judy Ann suffers from lung disease, so they take a lot of medication. She says their coverage from United is pretty good, but with the airline's financial troubles, their drugs have gotten more and more expensive.
They used to be, I think it was $12. They're up to minimum $50. Big increase. When you have a patient like my husband that has 10 to 12 prescriptions a month.
Judy Ann Grandmason was hoping the new Medicare drug benefit, known as Part D, would help them with those costs, but now there seems to be a catch.
What happens if I go to Plan D, I'm afraid my supplemental insurance with my husband, supplemental to the Medicare, will be jeopardized. I don't want that canceled.
Grandmason is right to be confused. That's because it's up to employers that offer retiree coverage to decide how to proceed. Employers have three main choices. They can continue their existing coverage as it is now. They can let retirees drop just the drug part of their coverage and keep the other benefits. Or employers can end their own drug coverage and, in effect, force retirees into a new Medicare drug plan. A survey released this week found the vast majority of employers who offer retiree health benefits are keeping their drug coverage intact. Companies get a government subsidy for doing that. But some of the letters companies have sent to their retirees have been less than helpful, says Stephanie Altman. She's a staff attorney with Health and Disability Advocates, a Chicago-based consumer group. Right now, she's trying to help another union retiree.
His union plan sent him this letter that said, you will/will not be terminated if you enroll in a Medicare prescription drug plan.
In the end, Altman was able to work out the man's problem, but she says she's still worried that people like Nina Helstein's mother, those with dementia or other cognitive impairments, will succumb to aggressive sales pitches from the dozens of private plans offering Medicare drug coverage.
And if she goes ahead and signs up without understanding the consequences, she could lose something that is very valuable to her.
Judy Ann Grandmason says her plan is to have her stepdaughter help sort things out.
So I invite her for Christmas, and hopefully after I give her a nice present, she'll read this through and tell me yes or no.
But the Grandmason's biggest fear, that United Airlines will drop its retiree health coverage and they'll have to pay a penalty to enroll late in a Medicare drug plan, is probably unfounded. The law specifically allows retirees whose former employers drop coverage to sign up if or when that happens. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.